Hello, and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. It is so good to be coming to you guys July 12th. It's a Wednesday and the middle of the summer. I'm excited to be chatting with you today about a topic that I think is so important more now than ever. And that is, you know, is it stressful to be a voice actor? We're going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about all of that stress that we can feel. And is that right to feel that stress? Also, as always, I'm going to give you some updates with what's going on with Avio's journey and myself. So let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, it is so good to be back to you guys doing a podcast. You know, it seems like I'm kind of doing a podcast once a month, and I don't necessarily like that. I would rather, well, look, maybe two. So I did two in April, two in May, one in June. Now it's July. So, you know me, I'm always like, oh, I'm going to do more. And then I don't do more. And that bothers me. So, you know, I really do need to try to get back to doing it at least once a week, because I do love doing podcasts where we can kind of chat and I don't have to worry about the whole videos and all that jazz and the pictures and all that stuff. It's just nice to be able to chat with you. Plus, you know, doing 20, 30 minutes in a video kind of gets tiring, but you can, I don't know, it's listening to a podcast kind of nice. It seems like you can listen more. But anyways, you know, things are really going well with the VO's journey. We're definitely continuing to grow, and we have an incredible voiceover conference coming up. So you guys remember last year in October, we did a VO's Journey conference, the first ever virtual conference that we did for VO's Journey, where it was all set up through Zoom events, and we had 3 full days, about 15 to 16 speakers, and it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It was just incredible. Such an amazing event. We had about 100 people buy tickets and come, and it was wonderful. And basically, it's a virtual event, so you can attend through Zoom, and it's a Zoom event. So there are webinars, you know, and you attend each one, and you know, we have lunch breaks in the middle of the days, and there's breakout rooms. There's a lobby you can chat with, but each of the speakers comes in and they do, you know, their talk virtually as well. So it's really nice, especially for people who have, you know, families, children, people you've got to look after. You can't really travel. Plus, it's so much cheaper. And not that the other conferences aren't wonderful and we don't want to go to those too, but you know, you've got to pay for hotel rooms, you got to pay for food, you got to pay for all that stuff, plus the tickets. And then the tickets also, they have to charge more because they got to pay for the venue and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we typically can have the same speakers and amazing information at a fraction of the cost. And I think last year it was really great because we were trying, you know, Zoom events for the first time, and it was a huge success. People loved it, and I'm so excited to be doing it this year. And we have such an incredible field of speakers coming this year. From people like Dave Fennoy to Mark Grau to J. Michael Collins to Sean Allen Pratt to Brent Allen Hagel. We have Anne Ganguza. We've got platforms coming. We have so many amazing and more speakers. It's just incredible, and more to come. I'm just so excited to be putting this on for a second run and having such an amazing field of speakers. So I'll be putting out more information in the coming weeks when we launch everything, the page and everything for you to start buying your tickets. Tickets are going to remain around the same. You know, if you're in the Academy, if you're in the Academy, you get a discount. But tickets are typically around $200. And that's for the whole weekend. Plus you get, you know, access to the recordings for up to 30 days afterwards. So it's just an unbelievable thing that we can do. And this year, I'd love to sell 200 tickets. I think that would be wonderful to have that many people come and be a part of a VO's Journey conference and get to hear all these amazing speakers and then get access to that, you know, and that information. So anyway, so I'm excited about that and I'll keep you posted there. So that's what we've been kind of working on, as well as I'm working on revamping the entire Academy Success course, is what I've named this comprehensive course from A to Z that I'm put together. You know, over the years, I've built many courses for voice actors and helping and stuff. But this year, and now, you know, as the Academy has grown to over a couple hundred members, we have such a huge amount of information. And, you know, one of the biggest remarks I get is that, you know, this is so incredible. It's so overwhelming. There's so much stuff. And because we've built so much stuff and there's so many different places, you know, I wanted to put all of these things together in one course that you can, you know, get while being a part of the Academy, but also purchase without being part of the Academy. Because a lot of people come to me and they'll be like, listen, you know, these courses are awesome. Where do I start? Which one is first? Where do I, you know, and I think that's a big thing that I have not tackled yet. So, you know, right now I'm working on that. It's just going to be, my hope is one of the most comprehensive voice acting courses that's ever been made. So I'm very excited about that. It's still going to take me a few more weeks, probably another month or so to finish it, even though I've already recorded like 10 or 15 videos. It's just, you know, it's answering every question, answering everything that we know in voiceover from, you know, beginning to, you know, your first booth to all the way to, you know, you're branding yourself on social media and all of that in between, you know, the acting and the recording and the editing and the marketing and the communities and all the, your demo. I mean, just everything from beginning to end. So I'm very excited about that. And we're working there as well. Now I want to talk about voiceover, now, and the something that I've been seeing a lot of, and honestly, it is a huge factor. And that's, you know, because as we've grown and I've been working with more voice actors and myself, is the stress that comes with voiceover. And to talk about that, and first, it's important to acknowledge that voice acting can be very stressful, right? So first off, I want you to know that that's okay if it is very stressful, right, for you. It's okay to be stressed. It's okay to have those feelings, because it can be overwhelming. It can be disheartening at times. It can be frustrating, very frustrating when you can't figure out something. Why does my sound like this? Why can't I sound like those other people? I hated when I was trying to figure out, why don't I sound like other people? Why do they sound so good and I can't? Why can't I get business? Why won't this stuff work? Why can't I edit my stuff? Why won't this mouth noise go? I mean, there's so much stuff. And on top of that, you know, let's acknowledge the fact that with AI and all of the things going on, it can be stressful. And I just didn't even mention the fact that we're trying to build a business, right? So building a business is not just voice acting, right? Because voice acting is the creative aspect of it. It's the performance side of it. But then there's the business part of it. So this whole thing can be extremely stressful. And I want to, again, acknowledge that that's okay, right? It's okay to be stressed, all right? And so you know that those feelings are not silly or wrong, all right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, all the items I just mentioned, right? They are items that typically come from a few things, okay? They're manifested from a few things, that stress. I think one is knowledge, right? The things that you just don't know, the things that you don't know that you need to know, right? Or the things that you don't know, you don't know. You know, knowledge is a big part of of that and the lack thereof. And that's why, especially when you're first starting out, you know, your stress really revolves around, you know, I can't get this figured out and I can't get this done and I can't get that done. Another thing that really manifests stress is time. Your time. You know, most of you are working jobs, full-time jobs, part-time jobs. You know, you have families, you've got responsibilities, you've got other things. And time is always an issue, right? You're always trying to shift some sort of responsibility or activity or thing that you have to do for trying to get in your booth. You know, you're trying to finish something and you don't even know how to finish it. And then there's, you know, time, you know, the kids need something, your spouse needs something, your job is calling, you know, you can't get off, you know, and then on top of it, that's the mental capacity. Cause we're in a very, this is a creative industry and it can be very difficult to stay focused mentally on the things that you need to do when you're stressed, right? When there's things on your mind. Then there is the challenge of building a business. That is very stressful because there's a lot of things you need to know, like how to set up an LLC, how to, you know, get your business bank account, taxes, bookkeeping, how does the insurance, you know, especially as you move further along, is there insurance? What do I need to know? What don't I know? And now, you know, I think that's a big thing too. You know, the time away from your spouse, that can be very stressful. You can, and the arguing, you know, I mean, there's times where you argue with your spouse because you have to spend that time away from them. And there's things that end up being put on the shoulders of your spouse because you're trying to build this thing and you're asking them to go on a take a huge leap of faith, right? That you're going to make this thing work. I remember that. That's what happened with me. I mean, I asked my wife to take a huge leap of faith on me, and she had to shoulder a lot of the burden for the first couple of years there while I was in a, you know, blanket hobo fort. That's, you know, that's stressful. That is stressful. I think another thing that, you know, can bring stress about is, you know, not moving as fast and making the money that you hoped you would make in the time frame that you wanted to make it in, right? I've worked with so many voice actors and have now, and I can tell you that there's not one voice actor, including myself, that's ever been like, well, you know, I'm all good waiting for another couple of years until I make, you know, a couple of bucks. I don't need to make any, I don't want to make anything right now. I'm all good. No, we all want to, you know, get a good paying job, make money in voiceover. That's part of why we're doing this is one, you know, because hopefully we love this and we enjoy it, but two, because we want to also reap some of the financial rewards that come from sharing our creativity and putting the work into this. So I think that in itself, it can be extremely stressful, especially when we impose unrealistic time frames on ourselves. You know, that's something that I do all the time, and it's still to this day, and it's hard. But we impose these time limits, like, you know, I have to do this by this date, or it's just not working, or I have to make this money by this time, or I'm not, you know, I just can't do this anymore, or I'm not good at this, or I have to get this many jobs, or I have to be a part of this. Like, you know what I mean? Like I have to make this amount of money, or I'm putting, you know, something out there where like I'm putting it all on the line and I've got this amount of time to make it work. Now I think there's always situations that vary. Like, you know, if you had been fired, or that's another thing too. You know, there's a lot of stress that can come from issues with finances, because you might be a person who's taking this on because it's something you've always wanted to do. And on top of that, though, you are kind of at wit's end and you're trying to make it work because you need the money too. That's very stressful, especially if it's not happening as good as you'd want it to happen. So I do think that all of these things can make it very stressful for us. And as, you know, voice actors, our job is to somehow handle that stress, right? And at the same time, be able to perform as if we are just so happy that, you know, we're promoting a motorcycle helmet, or we're talking about, you know, API and security systems, and we have no idea what we're actually talking about, but we've got to be upbeat and excited about it, or we've got to be serious about, like, one of the hardest things, the most stressful times I've had is when I've had something that's been disarray in my life, something that's been challenging outside of my business, and then having to come in and perform. I mean, it's not like we are in a business where we, you know, go, hammer things, or, you know, you might be in a construction business, you know, that might what you do, your full-time job, or you might be, but, like, you know, we're in a business where we have to, what I was saying is we're not, like, in a business where you can blow off steam, right? Like this is a business where we had to come in and be 100% in control of our mental faculties so that we can, you know, be sensitive enough to deliver messages with the emotional capacity that we're being asked to. And that's hard. That is really hard, especially when you're feeling all this stuff. So with all that being said, I think for us as voice actors, the first thing that we have to do is what we talked about in the beginning, and that's acknowledge that it is stressful. This is stressful. Building a business, handling all this stuff is stressful. Two, understanding that success comes with a price, right? Success comes with a price. And I don't mean just a financial price, okay? Because, yeah, we can invest money, right? So there's a financial price there, but it also comes with another price. And that price is our ability to handle the stress of failure, the stress of going nowhere, the stress of confusion, the stress of external factors, you know, pressuring, pushing us down. All of that stress, that's part of the price that we have to pay to shoulder that stress and to keep trudging on. I've talked about in the past the price of success, and I do recommend if you go back and listen to that episode. I don't know what episode it is off the top of my head. If I was better prepared, I would have thought about it. But it's called The Price of Success, and I just kind of talk about what the realities were for me, just me personally, going through my journey to get where I am today. And that so many people, and they don't do this out of, being mean or trying to trick people, but a lot of times, you know, no one wants to hear how tough it really is. How tough it is at 2 or 3 in the morning when you're exhausted and you can't hardly keep your eyes open, but you've got, you know, 8 more chapters to go, which is a couple, like you've got 2 hours to go, and you realize you're not going to get any sleep. You got to keep going and you got to move forward, and you're not even you're making $50, and you're wondering if this is, what is all this even worth it? Or you might even be making any money. Like, it is hard. It's painful. It's stressful. And that is the price of success. So that means that being aware that you are doing things that other people cannot because they can't handle it. Okay. There's a point where you have to take pride in that. Almost pride in your scars, pride in the stress. All right. Another thing is seek out a community. All right. Now of course I'm going to tell you to come to a VO's Journey Academy, but even if it's not, some community, seek out people who are going through what you are going through. Because the reality is this is probably one of the most loneliest jobs in the world. I mean, I'm doing this podcast to you in a it's not a closet. I mean, it could be a closet, but I built it to be a studio now. But, you know, in a padded room all by myself, you know, speaking into an inanimate object, imagining that I'm speaking to you. And, you know, that's lonely. There's no one here. It's just, you know, it's me. And in my mind, it's me and you. But I'm all alone. And this is that's very challenging, you know? So join a community that you can talk to and make sure that you force yourself to participate in some way if you need it. If you feel like you don't need it, and maybe, you know, you are more of an introvert, and but again, I'm not necessarily saying to join a community and be, you know, Chatty Cathy there. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying at least join a community and at least watch what they're, you know, be a part of it in the sense of pay attention to what's going on. You know, you don't even have to chat or give a thumbs up somewhere, you know, just participate, but be aware of what's going on. Watch people, listen to what's happening, you know that it's not, you're not the only one going through and being the stress. Spread the stress, ask people for help, you know, get a good, caring and thoughtful community. You know, that's so important. That's a big thing. It's a massive thing that will help you. And it's really important of what community you choose, because there are some communities that, and again, there's no judgment, but there's some communities that are not very happy that seem like the focus in the community is frustration and anger. And there's other communities where the focus is on, you know, optimism and moving forward. And then there's a lot, but most of the communities are both, because that's life, right? There's no one thing all the time, right? It goes back and forth, but you want to find communities that are positive and are going to help you. So I think that's really vital to your success and dealing with that stress. And the last thing is I think one step at a time, and look at your business. Honestly, take a step back and look at your business as planting seeds for the future. Whatever you do, stop putting the unrealistic time frames on yourself. Okay, like I've got to do this by this date or I'm a failure. I do it all the time. I'm frustrated with it constantly. But we've got to work on not doing that. You know, so plant those seeds, one seed at a time, for the future, and know what you do today, right? And tomorrow and the weeks and the months to come will pay off years from now. Because remember, hopefully you're not doing this for just a couple of months and you plan on never doing it again. I mean, hopefully you're like me where, you know, you would love to do this for the rest of your life. You know, so you've got time to build something here. It can't be built overnight. It's just impossible. And I'll tell you why it's impossible just from a sheer reality standpoint. People don't know us. People don't know you. You know, it takes time to get yourself out there for people to even know you exist. So you've got to give yourself a break and plant those seeds and just know that there are others out there just like me, just like people in the academy and that are going through the same thing that you are. All right. And we can do it together. All right. Listen, thank you guys for, you know, of course, always coming to the podcast. And I hope this one helped. Hope this one really helps. And if you know a voice actor who needs to hear this, please share it with them, you know, and, hopefully it helps them as well. And if you have any questions, as always, you know, head over to avosjourney.com and you can send me a message through the contact form there or, you know, leave a review if you like the podcast. But otherwise, I wish you the very best, and I'd say to you that, you know, give yourself a break. Don't be too hard on yourself. The stress is always going to be there, all right? But your success will depend on how well you can carry that stress and continue to move forward. All right, you guys, thank you again so much for listening. Have a wonderful Wednesday and keep your summer going great. Hope to talk to you soon. Peace.